Hello and welcome to this GCSE Literature Study podcast on Robert Louis Stevenson's The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I'm here to help you unlock the secrets of this Gothic masterpiece and, more importantly, show you exactly how to earn top marks in your OCR exam. Now, if you're studying this text for OCR Component 01, Section B, you need to understand something crucial. This isn't just about knowing the plot. The examiners are looking for candidates who can analyze Stevenson's methods with precision, integrate Victorian context seamlessly, and construct a sustained critical argument. That's what separates a Level 3 response from a Level 6. So grab your copy of the text, get comfortable, and let's dive into the foggy streets of Victorian London. By the end of this podcast, you'll have the tools to tackle any question the exam throws at you. Let's start with what makes this novella so powerful. Duality. But here's the thing. Don't just write Jekyll and Hyde represent good and evil in your exam. That's surface level. Examiners want you to explore how Stevenson uses this duality to critique Victorian society's obsession with respectability. Think about it. Jekyll isn't purely good. He creates Hyde because he wants to indulge his darker impulses without damaging his reputation. Stevenson is showing us that Victorian morality, this idea of being a perfect gentleman in public, creates a dangerous split. The more you repress, the more violent the eruption. That's why Hyde grows stronger each time. He's not just evil, he's the accumulated pressure of years of repression. Now, let's talk about narrative structure, because this is where candidates often lose marks. The novella uses multiple perspectives. We start with Utterson's investigation, then get Lanyon's traumatized account, and finally Jekyll's confession. Why? Because Stevenson is mirroring the way Victorian society slowly uncovers hidden truths. Utterson represents the rational, legal mind trying to solve a mystery, but he can't fully comprehend what he's seeing because it challenges everything he believes about human nature. When you're analyzing an extract in Part A of your exam, pay close attention to Stevenson's language choices. He uses a lot of Gothic imagery, fog, darkness, locked doors, but these aren't just atmosphere. The fog represents moral ambiguity. The locked doors represent secrets. Every time you identify a technique, ask yourself, why has Stevenson chosen this word or image at this specific moment? Let me give you an example. When Hyde tramples the child in Chapter 1, Enfield describes him as really like Satan. That's not just saying Hyde is evil. The simile connects Hyde to theological evil, which would resonate with Victorian readers who feared moral degeneration. And notice the word really, it suggests Enfield is struggling to articulate what he's seen, as if Hyde defies normal description. That's the kind of detailed analysis that earns AO2 marks. Context is worth 25% of your marks, but here's the key. Integrate it, don't dump it, don't write a paragraph about Charles Darwin and then move on. Instead, when you're discussing Hyde's physical appearance, his primitive, ape-like features, link it directly to Victorian anxieties about degeneration and evolution. Stevenson published this in 1886, just 27 years after On the Origin of Species. Middle-class Victorians were terrified that they could devolve back into savagery. Hyde embodies that fear. Another crucial context point, the novella is set in London's West End, but Hyde operates in Soho, a poorer, more disreputable area. This geographical split mirrors the class divisions of Victorian society. Jekyll's respectable house has a back door leading to Hyde's laboratory. Stevenson is literally showing us the hidden connections between respectability and vice. Right, let's talk exam technique. You've got 50 minutes for this question, 25 minutes for Part A, the extract analysis, and 25 minutes for Part B, the whole text response. The biggest mistake candidates make in Part A is discussing the whole text instead of focusing on the extract. The question will say, starting with this extract. That means you analyze the extract first in detail before broadening out. Spend those first 5 minutes annotating, circle verbs, underline imagery, note sentence structures, then write. For Part B, you need to trace a theme or character across the entire novella. This is where those pivot quotes I mentioned earlier become essential. Memorize 3 to 4 short, powerful quotes that show the development of your chosen theme. For example, if the question is about the presentation of Hyde, you might use "trampled calmly over the child's body" from Chapter 1, showing his casual violence, "ape-like fury" from the Carew murder, showing escalation, and "the hand of Edward Hyde" from Jekyll's final transformation, showing his complete takeover. Don't retell the plot. Every paragraph should make an analytical point. Use phrases like, "Stevenson presents," through the use of, "this suggests to the reader." These signal to the examiner that you're analyzing, not narrating. And remember, AO4 is worth 4 marks. That's your spelling, punctuation, and grammar. Use sophisticated vocabulary, vary your sentence structures, and check your spelling of key terms. Bourgeoisie, physiognomy, Gothic. These small details add up. Okay, quick fire quiz time. Pause after each question and test yourself. First question, what is the name of Jekyll's butler who seeks Utterson's help? That's Poole. Second question, which character witnesses the murder of Sir Danvers Carew? A maid looking out of her window. Third question, what does Lanyon see that causes him to die of shock? He witnesses Hyde transforming back into Jekyll after drinking the potion. Fourth question, what is the name of the door that leads to Hyde's laboratory? The sinister back door on the by street. Fifth question, in Jekyll's final statement, what does he say Hyde represents? His evil side or his darker self? The impulses he wanted to separate from his respectable persona? How did you do if you got all 5? Excellent. If not, go back and review those plot points. Let's wrap up. The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is a Gothic novella that uses the allegory of a split personality to critique Victorian society's obsession with respectability and its fear of moral degeneration. When you're writing about it, remember, analyze methods, integrate context, and maintain a critical argument throughout. Your exam success comes down to 3 things: knowing your quotes, understanding Stevenson's techniques, and linking everything back to the question. Practice timed responses, memorize those, pivot quotes, and always ask yourself, what is Stevenson showing us about human nature and Victorian society? You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and remember, examiners reward depth over breadth. It's better to analyze 3 quotes brilliantly than to mention 10 superficially. Thanks for listening, and happy studying.